Huh? WB9GKZN9FWS. Lockport, Illinois, City of Locks and Limestone. And it's in your water, too.
Hey, Masa, you thought no kids with real big heads walking around there aimlessly anyway.
Running the Temple 1 into the SB200 up into the Balin into the inverted V up at about 40-some feet.
You know what I like about the old radios? It seems like there's a smell in the phenolic that's like a sweet smell if it's not burning. And then my Temple 1 has the nicest smell of like rosin still cooking off it. I don't know what that is. You know Radio Shack solder, that solder from the 70s or 80s had a rosin that had a smell? Maybe it's Japanese rosin. I don't know. Pretty good signals all today. You know, when you guys recap something, especially a linear, don't forget the bias cap, because when the thing, and they do draw grid current, I found, and I'm waiting to get a source for a cap, but it's, I measured my caps in this linear, and it dried out, and I'm waiting to get a cap for the bias supply, but I'm not too worried. There's still a lot of capacitance there, but don't forget that bias supply cap, because you'll be surprised how everybody's focusing on the high voltage caps and blah. They don't pay attention to that cap. Funny thing, with long transmissions with the Temple 1, the heat in the final compartment will migrate over to the VFO and it'll gradually like go off frequency and then it'll gradually cool off and go back on frequency. But the VFO itself is solid state. Okay, WB9GKZ, the snow is melting here, N9FWS.